Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Monday, November 5th, 2018, and this is episode 232 of The Big Show. Now, Monday? What do you mean Monday, you're probably saying to yourself? The show comes out on Fridays. Well, I've always tried to be very transparent about what's going on. And what I've learned, you might have noticed we've been gone for about a month. We were on a brief hiatus. And what I've learned is Fridays weren't working. I'd put a show up on Friday, numbers fell off a fair bit, and would take 2 weeks to get the same kind of listenership that we used to get in a single week. And so I've gone ahead and we've moved back to Mondays. So beginning this week, we're going to have a new show come out every Monday evening. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how that works out. And I'll be happy, as I always do, to share with you, you know, the learnings we get from the experiments that we do. So look forward to new episodes of Thinks Out Loud showing up in your inbox every Monday going forward. I also want to remind you to check out our sponsor. We are sponsored by Solo Segment. Solo Segment provides site search analytics and AI-driven content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your company. It's a really great program. It's really focused on how you make site search, which is used by anywhere between 06 and 60% of your customers online, have a better experience. So do check them out. Solo Segment, make your search better, and you can learn more at solosegment.com. Now, obviously, I've started by talking about things that have changed. And we are getting into planning for 2019. I'm sure many of you are heads down right now figuring out, what are we going to do in 2019? Just like you do every year around this time. And I think it's worth noting that, you know, it's a lot of work, right? It can be very challenging. And so I want to take a slightly different take on it this year. Jeff Bezos famously said that he thinks that asking what's going to change next year is not the right question. Instead, he thinks it's far more interesting to talk about what won't change. You know, what are the things that you know are going to be true next year, or the next 2 years, or the next 5 years, or the next 10 years, so you can really plan accordingly to do what's best for your customers. Because things that change all the time, and could change, you know, 5 years from now, they could change 5 months from now, they could change 5 minutes from now. But there are things that will always be true, no matter where and when we are at a given point in time. You know, when Bezos started Amazon, he liked to say that there were three things he knew would not change. He knew that customers would want broad selection. You know, they would like to be able to choose from a variety of options when they went online. He knew that they would like speedy delivery, that they wanted the things that they bought to arrive. Customers wanted the things they bought to arrive quickly. And he knew that they would like low prices, right? Nobody wanted to pay too much for the things they were buying. You know, so it's kind of funny if you think about it, because as he has said, you know, he couldn't picture a time when people were like, no, no, give me fewer choices, make them take a long time to get here, and charge me a lot of money. Like, there's simply no time where that's going to be true. And I think when you think about where your customers are and what's going to drive your customers over the next year, over the next 2 years, over the next 10 years, there are a number of things that probably aren't going to change. Now, I certainly agree with many of Jeff Bezos' ideas, but I want to broaden it a little bit. You know, one of the things we have to remember is we now live in a world where we have the internet everywhere. I've said this many times before on the show, your customers don't go online, they are online. They carry the internet in their pocket. And whether it's mobile or whether it's, you know, wearables or whether it's voice, you know, when we think about things like an Amazon Echo or Siri or Google Home or any of those kinds of things, what it really points to is constant connectivity to the fact that your customers are always able to be connected to the information and to the media and to the news and to the answers that they need to make decisions. Given that we live in a world where we have internet everywhere, it's also true that what won't change, what will not change, is that content is king. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this. Obviously, this is a trend we've covered here on the show many, many times, and I will link to those in the show notes. But it's clear that content helps your customers answer their questions when they connect to you. And that's not going to change. The format might change, right? The questions might change. But the fact that you must create great content that helps your customers understand the answers to their questions simply isn't going to change anytime soon. Also, another thing that, again, we've talked about here on the show, but customer experience is queen. Again, customers expect a great experience. That's sort of the core of what Jeff Bezos talked about in the things he said won't change. But people expect a solid experience. It doesn't have to be a perfect experience. It just has to be as close as possible to transparent. It has to be, ideally, it has to anticipate what their needs are and be invisible when they want it to be, right? And speed plays a big role on that. Once you have internet everywhere, once you have content that answers questions whenever you want, once people are focused on their customer experience, that has to be fast. Let them do what they want to do. Let them get back to what they want to do as quickly as possible. I've mentioned this before. Mark Benioff has said that speed is the new currency of business. I prefer to say that instant gratification is not fast enough. Now, of course, we've got internet everywhere. We have content as king. We have customer experience as queen. And of course, data is the crown jewels. The way you understand your customer and help them answer the questions that they need, understand what questions they're going to ask, create the content that helps them answer those questions, that helps provide a great customer experience, is to use data to better understand your customers. That's not going to change anytime soon. We're going to continue to need to collect the data and interpret the data appropriately so that we can help our customers achieve their goals and so that we can achieve our business goals. Another trend, another fact that won't change is that people are tribal, right? People like to connect with people who are like them. It used to be that we connected with our neighbors because they were the only people we could connect with. But if you look at Reddit and the various subreddits there, if you look at Twitter and the various communities there, if you look at Facebook and the various communities there, Instagram and the various communities there, they all rely around people who have similar interests, similar desires, similar tastes, all coming together to work together to create a community, to create a tribe. So if you're thinking about connecting with your customers, you need to think about what tribes are you appropriate for? What tribes are looking for you? What tribes do you naturally belong to? Now, we're going to see a lot more of that over time. So this is something that will change because as people from older generations start to age out of the marketplace, people who are younger have grown up with the internet. They've grown up able to connect with their tribe wherever they want. Like, look at Amazon buying Twitch, this gaming community. Why did they do it? Because they recognized there's a tribe there that wasn't being aided, wasn't being assisted easily enough, and it gave them great insights into a new tribe. But the fact that they were tribal was not new and won't be new. We will continue to see that behavior again and again and again. And the last one I want to talk about today is this is somewhat new. Somewhat. And it's the idea of centaurs riding to the rescue. Now, what do I mean by centaurs? Centaurs are people who connect with machines well. In chess, we all know about when Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov in chess, right? Well, they've found that in chess, people playing with computer assistance usually outperform people or computers. So centaurs are people who are this idea of human beings connecting with technology. Just like, you know, a real centaur or a real centaur, a mythical centaur is half man, half horse. Well, think about this as half man, half person, half technology, half machine. A really simple way to think about it is that people and computers will always outperform people or computers. This isn't about AI taking your job. This isn't about technology taking your job. This is about technology and AI taking some part of your job and then freeing you up to be more effective at other parts of your job that computers and AI and machines, I won't say will never do, but may not do for 10 or 15 years, by which point you're ready for a different job. So when we look at the things that won't change as you go forward to next year, think about the fact that we now have internet everywhere. Think about the fact that content is king. Think about customer experience is queen. Think about data is the crown jewels. Think about the fact that human beings are tribal. And think about the fact that those tribal human beings, when working alongside technology, are going to outperform or out-hustle or out-succeed people or computers. And if you can build your plan around those realities, my customers will always have the internet, they will always require content, they will always require customer experience. That data will help me understand them, that it will help me understand the tribes to which they belong, and that I can empower my team by giving them the right tools and the right people who work together to understand those questions and answer them on behalf of my customers to create that great experience, then you're going to put yourself in a really great position to succeed. And I guarantee you, that won't change. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for this episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. You can also find me on Spotify, on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcasts, whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or you can send me an email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. I want to remind you one last time to check out Solo Segment at solosegment.com. Solo Segment provides site search analytics and AI content discovery to improve search results, increase customer satisfaction, and unlock revenue for your company. Make your search better with Solo Segment at solosegment.com. With that, I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, an amazing weekend, and I will look forward to talking with you again on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.